tujikaze, jikaze. Afrika tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. America, tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze.
You are listening to African Father in America podcast by Simon Javan Okello, live from Seattle, Washington, USA.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me for an incredible session of the Daily African Proverbs. My name is Simon Javan Okello. I am the host of the African Father in America podcast, and it's a little past 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I am just excited to be here with you for this incredible episode. This is episode number 262 of the African Father in America podcast, and we are currently live streaming on YouTube, and we are also live inside Clubhouse. But ultimately, the content of our conversation is going to be distributed across all podcasting platforms, from Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts. You will find the African Father in America podcast everywhere. So one of our, unique attributes to the Daily African Proverbs is that every day when we gather here, we also center our conversation on African wisdom. We pick one African proverb and we discuss it and we learn something from it. So similar to every other episode, today's episode is grounded on an amazing proverb from Equatorial Guinea. And the proverb says, I'm going to share what the proverb says in a moment here. I just want to finish a few things in regards to setting up on Clubhouse, where, we are going to have an audience in just a moment. And then I'm going to share with you who is watching on YouTube what this proverb is all about. The proverb from Equatorial Guinea says that he who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve. He who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve. I want you to take a moment and think about this proverb, and also think about what it means for you at an individual basis. As a person, what does this proverb from Equatorial Guinea mean to you? I want you to think about it, and then in a moment, I'll invite you to share with us what this proverb means to you. My team and I also prepared a few takeaways for you, three nuggets of wisdom that you can take away with you. But I want to encourage you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. The African Father in America podcast is my YouTube channel. I want you to take a minute and subscribe to the channel. Secondly, I want you to do me a favor. If you're on Clubhouse, take a second, share the link to this live stream with your community here on Clubhouse and also outside of Clubhouse. I am doing that myself. Welcome, Ned. Thank you for joining us. Take a minute and share the link to this room on Clubhouse and also on other platforms. So I'll go ahead and just do that right now, so that I can let everybody know that we are live here already. We are going to be here for about 30 to 40 minutes at most. So, tighten your seatbelt and be ready for a ride here with me as your pilot, for another episode of the Daily African Proverbs. Remember, we are here and we're discussing another amazing proverb, but this one is from Equatorial Guinea. And it says, he who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve. Remember, this proverb inspired today's topic, which is about how self-restriction can help you enjoy life more. How self-restriction can help you enjoy life more. So, when you look at this proverb and you also look at the topic that we chose, you know, for today, we see a couple of things. Number one, I realize that the proverb itself, you know, he who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve. It's a very harsh proverb, and it definitely signifies a warning. You know, it shows that you're being warned that if you like to eat without reservation, then you must be prepared to starve also without reservation. And then a lot of the time, there are people who just want to enjoy the bounties of this world, you know. They don't want to learn to live with less, you know, especially here in America, you know. I was hosting a big family event yesterday, and one of the people that were attending that event were from Germany, you know, a relative from Germany, and they were visiting here in Seattle. And one of the things they mentioned is that, you know, I forgot how things here in America are being served in big portions. You know, if you go to, you know, the fast food joints, you get big portions of burgers and big portions of this. And people are so used to getting things in big portions here, so much that, you know, any indication to, you know, lack of food or lack of those big portions, or even if you take an American to a place where they can only survive on one meal, or a place where they cannot find the American cuisine, you know, you can't find burgers, and you can't find hamburgers and fries and all of that. It's very difficult for many people from here to survive elsewhere, and you know, they always look for places where they can find American food. And so the idea of this proverb is that, you know, how do you train yourself so that you can survive with less? How do you share the little that you have? There's a popular saying that I picked up from a reggae song by Culture, by Joseph Hills, that says, you know, share your riches with the poor before they share poverty with you, you know. And a lot of the time, you know, if we are living with abundance, we forget that there is also life without anything, you know. So this proverb is just reminding us that, you know, never forget that overnight you can find yourself in a situation where, you know, you have nothing. You know, imagine a natural disaster, you know, like an earthquake. When such a thing happens, everybody is actually taken back to ground zero, where you all have to survive with very basic, necessities. So how do you do that? How do you train yourself to live with all the abundance, but be aware that an earthquake could happen tomorrow, or something else could happen tomorrow, even the pandemic? You know, you all remember how people are lining up to get tissue papers during the pandemic. People are fighting over tissue papers during the pandemic. So with those few remarks, I want to share the three nuggets of wisdom that we prepared for you today. And before I share the three nuggets of wisdom, I just want to invite you all who are with me on Clubhouse, take a minute again and share the room, the link to the room, to Twitter and, you know, and Instagram. You can share it as a story. And also you can share it, you know, here on Clubhouse. This is the first nugget of wisdom that I want to share today that we prepared. Number one is that self-restriction can help you focus on what's important. You know, sometimes even when you know that you have abundance, but you discipline yourself and you just take what you need, you can save, you know, but you can also provide for others, you know. But you know that you have more, but you're focusing on what is the most important thing for me to be spending my resources in right now, or even my time right now. Number two, self-restriction can help you in you know, it can help you enjoy life in every moment of your life, because you while you have a lot of abundance, you can be rude and dismissive and arrogant sometimes. But when you know that, you know, when you know who you are, and you know that while you are limiting yourself, there is so much more that you have access to, and what other people are showing off and what other people are presenting themselves as is not who you are. You know, you just want to be yourself. You want to be you want to be yourself. Then you find that you will be able to enjoy most moments of your life, because you're not trying to live other people's lives. You know, you are restricting yourself to who you really are, and really being authentic, you know. And then number three is, self-restriction can help you appreciate the smaller things in life, you know. When you are not restricting yourself, when, let's say, you have so much money and you are spending it however you would like, you know, you are able to travel to any place that you want, you're not restricting yourself. You're drinking as much as you'd like, you're smoking as much as you'd like, you're doing anything as much as you'd like. It gets to a point where you don't like all these things anymore, and you find yourself lost in a way that, you know, you need to reconfigure yourself. You need to simplify life a little more. And so you realize that if you maintain a lifestyle of self-restriction and just discipline, you'll be able to enjoy little things, you know, little things from ordinary people even more compared to when, you know, when you don't do that. You know, you can't see the little opportunities for enjoying the little moments in life. So I want to just invite a few other voices to this conversation. I want to, you know, see if Lavender and Rushi have any thoughts or perspectives in regards to our proverb today. You know, it's Monday, and many people are, you know, still, you know, focusing on preparing for the week. Many people are already into the week, but here we are, you know, continuing on with our daily routine of bringing these beautiful African proverbs here for you. And so if you are joining us right now, we've been here for almost 15 minutes, you know, dissecting an African proverb from Equatorial Guinea. And I shared a few nuggets about this proverb. And I want to invite you to also think about what it means to you. You know, when you hear, "He who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve." You know, "He who learns to eat without reservations must learn to serve." What is it that comes to your mind? Let me hear what Lavender has to say. Then we'll go to Rushi, and you know, soon we'll bring Latanja on the stage and continue the conversation. Thank you so much. Lavender, I can't hear you completely, so we'll go to Rushi and then come back to you. Rushi, how are you doing, my brother? We spoke a little bit this weekend. I hope the rest of your weekend and that drive that, you know, we were talking about, we were talking while you were driving in the countryside. Share with us a little bit about how that drive was, and then share with us your perspective on today's proverb.
The drive was great. It's always great to go to take a drive from where I live. Where I live is somewhat semi-rural, but it's more little more developed. But on this weekend, I took a drive to a little more rural area where I actually had some work to do, but it was just nice to get out and go to a place where everything's a little bit more quieter, a little more rural, people are a little more friendlier. So it's a good reset. It was a good reset for me, for sure. This proverb today, interesting. It's very interesting because, I think I spoke with you maybe not too long ago. I think I mentioned I took one of those African ancestry DNA tests, and it actually said that my roots were. That the test stated that my DNA was from the Equatorial Guinea area, which is pretty interesting. Anyway, this proverb to me just speaks about self-restriction, pretty much, just like how it says. It's definitely something that I input in my life more now than I did before. And one thing I do now that I didn't do previously was I don't starve myself, but I do fast now. I always fast at least once a month, at least for one day. And to me, that really it's a very humbling experience when you learn to restrict yourself from things. Because one thing about being an American is we live a life of, everyone say we live a very free life, but that freedom comes with a lot of overindulgence and a lot of things that we tend to do. We overindulge in food portions, we overindulge in eating, and a lot of other things that are somewhat kind of gluttonous. So one thing that I do believe is the practice of self-restriction. So you really have to self-regulate yourself and be really humble in the things that we in the way we live our lives, because you never know that overindulgence that we intake, and you never know when that comes back to hurt us, because it will. It will never go unpunished. You know, if you overeat, it shows up. It shows up in your body. It shows up in your mood. Whatever you overindulge in. I know for me, I was a person who overindulged in some things, like smoking. I was a person who overindulged in marijuana smoking. And that's something that I've really self-restricted for myself. And I actually feel so much better that I have done that. So you really have to take a step back and look at yourself and think about the things that you put into your body, the things you put into your life, to see if you are overindulging in those things, because you have to live a life of restriction or some type of discipline. You got to have some type of discipline in your life, whether you get that discipline through living your life or religion. You just have to find a way to regulate your actions. So I would say that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I agree. Nothing goes unpunished. I think that's a really good point. And when you are younger, you don't even know that the punishment will be coming. But as you get older, you realize that you need to understand everything that you're eating. You know, because you don't move and do a lot of physical activities like you used to, you know, when you're younger, right?
Right. You don't have the metabolism like you used to, you know. I think especially where we come from in the South, you know, especially we have these big Sunday dinners here in the South, you know, and I think people, we overeat, especially in my family, my culture, we overeat. And then, you know, after we eat, we fall asleep, and everyone thinks that's a good thing. You're not supposed to fall asleep after you eat your food. You know, you're supposed to feel energized. You're not supposed to feel sleepy. So it's just a total different mindset change that we have to do and understand that what we're doing, how it really impacts us. So yeah, I agree with that.
Man, I appreciate that. Yeah, I always think of myself as someone who is very disciplined, but you know, I don't think I'm disciplined enough. You know, I always think of myself as someone who is consistent, and I don't think I'm consistent enough, you know. But I do know that if I if I put in a lot of work right now in terms of self-restricting, when it comes to my diet, when it comes to my drinking habits, when it comes to even indulging in marijuana, all of these things, and even sleep, you know, I don't think I get sufficient sleep, you know. But I think now is the time, because if you wait until it's too long, you will start counting the damage, you know?
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and also the other thing that I've seen with people I know very well is you get to an age where now you cannot self-restrict. It is the doctor who restricts you.
And that's when it's too late, you know? That's one thing you learn in our culture, you know? We get to the point where the self-restriction comes from the doctor. Now the doctor says, well, now you have high blood pressure, so now you have to eat this way. And one interesting thing, especially in my family and culture, is when you get to that point where they've already overindulged in their later on in life, and they're having these health problems where there's high blood pressure, and now they go to the doctor and they tell them, oh, you can't eat this no more, you can't eat this. But once you have that health scare, now you take it more seriously. And you think about it, like, you know, the way that doctor is telling you should have ate is really what you should have been doing all along, you know? So it's kind of an educational type thing that we don't know. I think when we're younger, it's just, you know, we live in the moment a lot, you know? So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you again, my brother, and welcome, Mikey. And I also see Kape, welcome. And I also see my brother Nate is here with us. I want to invite you to take a minute and ping in 3 to 5 people to join us for today's conversation. We are recording this for the African Father in America podcast, which is actually a 5-star rated podcast on Apple Podcasts, you know. And this is episode number 262. We have over 100,000 downloads. So you should check it out, you know, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcast if you haven't, and I think you'll appreciate the work that we've been putting in. You know, to continue with our conversation, I want to invite Latanja to also share with us her perspectives on today's proverb from Equatorial Guinea. I always confuse Equatorial Guinea and New Guinea, you know. Maybe one day that will change. But something interesting that is going on in Equatorial Guinea, though, is that the current president has been there for over 40 years, you know. I don't know if you guys are following the politics of the various countries across Africa, but this is one of the most interesting countries to me, because they have like some of the largest oil deposits in the world, not just in Africa. But it seems the first family, the president's family, has really been squandering these resources, because people there, majority of people live in poverty. But, you know, the vice president is actually the son of the president, you know, and he is actually a very popular Instagrammer, you know. You should check out the story of what's going on in Equatorial Guinea. You know, a lot of his assets have been frozen in the international community, you know, just because of fraud and other things. But for me, you know, it's always fascinating when you think about these proverbs and you think about the countries that they come from, but also you think about the things that are going on in those countries in any given moment, you know. So I want to bring you on, Latanja, share with us your perspectives, and also share with us where you're joining us from.
Grand Rising, Simon, thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me pretty well?
I hear you well, but not as well as I always hear you. You're always very clear. I don't know. Are you driving today?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in a location that I noticed that I had not a very good signal. So is that better?
Yes, it's much better.
Okay. I wanted to say that I'm calling in from Marietta, Georgia. And with this proverb that says how self-restriction can help you enjoy life more, it reminds us about knowing your limits while knowing the sky's limit. So it says there to just be mindful of how much you want to take on. We should be able to listen to your body, listen to our bodies, and adhere to the voice within that guides the way as you begin your daily journey to win. I would also say that if you would need to put the brakes on before you step on the gas, and if necessary, take the next exits when you feel you're going too fast. So it's all about listening to our bodies and being aware of how much we need to take on any daily task that we adventure into. And that's what I want to add, Simon.
I love that. I love everything you just said. But I really love how you shared that if you feel that you are driving too fast, take the next exit. I personally do that a lot. I don't love driving on highways here in the US. So a lot of, I get lost a lot, you know, I have to admit this, you know, almost actually over 10 years living here, you know, about 12 years since I moved to the US. And I still get lost. But I also don't like driving on the highways that much.
Neither do I, Simon. GPS is your best friend. Please turn your GPS on.
I know. So I love taking, you know, the next exit, just like you're saying. You know, I do love driving. I love going for long drives. But the moment I realize that I'm either driving too fast or I'm in the wrong place or I am late or something is not right, I always start looking for the closest exit that can bring me to the speed that I am used to. I love driving around neighborhoods, you know, not on the highway, because on the highway also you can't control the speed of other people, you know. You know, something little can happen and that would be it, you know. Anyway, I also just want to mention something that Kapi said in the comment, where she's commenting that most things aren't harmful if done in moderation, but many humans lack the discipline for restriction and consistency. It's very, very hard, you know. Just this weekend, this Saturday, this Sunday, the greatest marathon runner of all time, Eliud Kipchoge, who is from Kenya originally, you know, just he broke his own record at the Berlin Marathon. You know, he broke his own record by 30 seconds, and as someone who loves running, I don't run a marathon, but I follow a lot of what Eliud Kipchoge is doing. I watch a lot of his videos, his training videos, and just the discipline that it takes to train for a marathon. You know, I was watching one of those training videos and he was talking about how many marathons he has to run during the training so that he can actually win a marathon. You know, you cannot claim that you can run a marathon before you run it multiple times before you go to compete, you know. So I have so much respect for people that actually put their mind into something, even some, you know, as simple as being a vegan, it's so hard, you know, as simple as producing a podcast every, you know, Monday to Friday, like I have been able to do, it's very hard. You know, even before today's episode, I was contemplating not doing today's episode, but I was like, I'm committed. I have to be disciplined to continue on with this, you know, with this routine that I have been, you know, doing for almost 2 years. So you also have to be around people that are disciplined. It doesn't have to be in the same path that you're on, it could be on a totally different path. But as long as you see them doing something that can inspire you to also continue doing what you're doing, then that's a good environment that you should continue being in. A lot of the time, you know, you might be, you know, in a similar field like Brother Rushi, who is in real estate, and, you know, you are pushing yourself. You want to maybe build a client, a pipeline of clients, maybe 30 new clients every month, but you are in an environment of friends who are not even thinking about goals, you know. That's an environment that you need to run away from in order for you to be able to focus, you know. So even me personally, whenever I get out of my house to go and run in the morning sometime, and I see one or two people running around the neighborhood, I'm like, oh, this is a good neighborhood, because even though I don't know these people, they inspire me to get out and run again the next day, because they're doing something similar to what I'm trying to do. They are on a similar path, you know. So I just want to thank you, Kapi, for those comments in the chat. And I want to welcome Daniel and Mikey again. And I see Tasha just joined us. Thank you for being here. We are, you know, slowly heading towards the end of our time together. And I want to invite you to join us on the stage. You know, we'll leave the hand raising open for another 2 minutes. But I want to let you all know that I love what we do here. I love coming here every Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. and sharing these African proverbs and learning from them, and also hearing from each one of us who joins us. You know, this is a space where, you know, we also check in with each other. We also learn how we are all doing. And beyond this room, we've been able to collaborate in person with quite a few people that we met through this same space. So I just want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time with the right people. Daniel, how are you? And when you hear this proverb from Equatorial Guinea, it says, "He who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve." What is it that comes to your mind?
Sorry, can you state that again?
I will. It says that he who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve. Typically, we gather here and we discuss these proverbs. We hear what each person has to say about these proverbs. So everyone on stage shared their perspectives on this earlier. I think we skipped you, Lavenda. We should come to you right after Daniel. I know you have to go shortly.
Simon, is that the right proverb? It should be how self-restriction can help you enjoy life more. Is that not accurate?
Yeah, the how self-restriction can help you enjoy life more is the topic, but it's inspired by this proverb, you know? So the actual proverb says, "He who learns to eat without reservation must learn to starve." That's
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's simply about, in my own understanding, about planning. Planning is like the epicenter of our life, you know. It directs us, guides our decision, and also determine the outcome of every step and every decision that has been made, you know. I think that's what the proverb is about, and then that's the connection to the topic, I believe. For every decision that has been made, there needs to be a level of, one needs to be deliberate about every decision. So one requires to think and rethink in any situation, basically in any decision that one wants to take. There's an aspect of being deliberate, there's an aspect of being disciplined, and there's an aspect of execution, and that's the goal of planning. Planning becomes useless when execution is not carried out. So if one, as you've rightly mentioned in the proverb, plans to not plan, the person is basically going to fail, or of course, take life as life comes to the person. And that's what how one can basically restrict or manage their life. Planning. If you plan and you're not deliberate about it, if you're not sampling opinions about a particular decision that one wants to take about their life, if you're not, very thoughtful in making a decision, then that way one might just end up living a very, very free life without a direction. That's what I think it means. I'll just leave it there. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your contribution as well. And I agree with your contribution totally. I want to just welcome MK, who is a great supporter of this space. And I just want to thank you all for taking your time and joining us for today's conversation. We are coming to the tail end of our time together. I just want to check with Lavender. Lavender, do you just want to share your perspectives briefly as well before we let you go? Yeah, there has to be something wrong with your mic today, Lavender. We will hear your voice tomorrow. I just want to, again, check in with all of you and thank you for taking your time and continuing to support the Daily African Proverbs. We do this Monday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday to Friday. And I want to invite you to, come tomorrow together with your friend, bring a friend or two. And remember that this conversation is recorded for the African Father in America podcast. And on Clubhouse, we are inside the African Father in America club. You should follow the club if you want to be a part of this community. And also, if you want to stay connected with me, and if you want to catch these proverbs before we come here to discuss them and record them for the podcast, the best place is for you to catch them on Instagram. And my Instagram account is connected to my Clubhouse profile. It's at Okelo Javan. That's my Instagram handle. So join me there and we'll be able to engage. You can also DM me if you want to be more involved with this production. And if you want to be a guest for the podcast, also let me know through the DM. For now, I think we are at the tail end of our time together today. And I really, really appreciate you all. It's amazing that we were able to make it through a session on a Monday. And I want to let you all go on with your day. Have a beautiful day and have a wonderful rest of the week ahead. Thank you so much. Peace and love.
African Father in America. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. African jikaze, tujikaze, jikaze. America. Tujikaze, tujikaze, jikaze.
You are listening to African Father in America podcast by Simon Javan Okelo, live from Seattle, Washington, USA.